in any sort of avoidance of Musa that you're ever going to do, I think that without question, this piece that he's going to say now, is the framework for any avodas hamusar. You'll see when we see that I'm not exaggerating. We're starting now Yediyas Atzmeinu. We're starting a very long and complicated, sometimes painful journey into ourselves. We're not talking about fixing ourselves. Fixing ourselves is a different parasha. Different mitzvah, it's a different avodah, a different profession. That's the next marocha, the next shar. The next marocha is that is musakin ourselves. We're now going to get into ourselves slowly to find out what we're all about. Perek Rishon. Ein me'inyan marocha zu, the purpose of this marocha, of this framework, the purpose is not loses yediya makifa al kol kaifas hanefesh. The purpose is not to give a complete makifas and makifa nikif, a complete surrounding, thorough, comprehensive study and knowledge and interpretation of all the kaifas hanefesh. That's not the purpose of this marocha. That means this is not a psychology book, which is coming, it's not an encyclopedia of Kirchas HaNefesh. Anu oiskin rak b'yediyas asmenu. What we are busy with is knowing ourselves. Hosea hinun levara. What we're looking for is to clarify keitzar aleinu lehisyaches al kol ha-kirchas v'amid d'shanu v'galim b'kirbenu. In other words, this is not an encyclopedia of Kirchas HaNefesh. This is a guidebook of how to relate, how to reply, how to react to the koiches, to the forces, and the midas shana megalim bekubena, which we are going to reveal that exist under the surface. Larachik, to distance them, or the karev, to bring them closer. Lahashlam im mitzias koiches shayinim, to accept with the existence of certain koiches. Oil is baish behem, or to be embarrassed of them. And now we start. Listen carefully. The next piece of Gemara is one of the most important pieces of Gemara in Musar literature. Yasinim the Sanhedrin tzadik aleph amar aleph. Amalei Antoninus the Rebbe, the Roman Emperor, the friend of Rebbe, said to Rebbe, "Gufa neshama yicholim lifter atzim min adin. Lasad lavoi, or not lasad lavoi in the yom adin. Both the guf and the neshama have a way of getting out of the yom adin. How do they get out? Listen to the din. After the person dies, after 120, person goes up to the bez neshamala. Peta, the guf says neshama chafta. I didn't say any lashon hara. The neshama is the one who sinned. I'll prove to you." Shemiyoyim Shapir Shemimani, from the day that the Neshama left me, Harini Mutl Ke'evan Doimim, I'm sitting in Harmanuchas. Ke'evan Doimim, like a rock in a cavern. I haven't said a word of Lashon Hara. No Bittul Torah, no Lashon Hara, no Histaklus, no Covid, no Kina. Behaving like a Malach. So it must be that the one who's causing all the problems is the Neshama. The Guf says, look at me. As soon as the Neshama stepped out of the picture, everything's fine. Neshama Meres, the Neshama says, funny, just the same, I have the same taina, Guf Chata. Shem Pirashti Mimenu, since the day that I left the Guf, have any Parashas Ka'avar Ketzivar, right? You see those pictures of the Malachim with the harps? That's what it says. I'm floating in the air like a tzivar, like a bird. They say in the Gemara, it's a Gemara Sanhedrin. So Neshama says, just look at me. This Guf is impossible. All the time I was with this Guf, Lashon Hara, Averis, you're not getting up on time for Kriya Shema. And the second I left, I'm pure and white and sitting Tachaskizia Kovit Kizipor. It's a terrible goof. They both have good tainas. They're both tiny right. In other words, we always tainas this Nishir, 0 plus 0 is 0. The goof is also Tzadik Yisrael Deilum. The Nisham is also Tzadik Yisrael Deilum. What's Totsachdom? The Gemara Sanhedrin is not a metrish, it's not a Pesach Musa. Gemara Sanhedrin, a taina, Antoninus. Amalei, so Rebbe said to him, the effect of good, I'll answer you. This mushal is a very deep mushal, and he's going to use the mushal in a number of ways. I'll answer you with a mushal. Halo Garebi, the Tanner of Yehuda HaKadosh, Yehuda Nasi, answered, I'm going to answer you with a mushal. Melech Boss of Adon, who was a king, Shahar Le Paradise Noi had a beautiful orchard. Bahayu Boy, and it was in this orchard, Bahayu's Noi's beautiful pears. Bahayu Boy Shnei Shaimrim, and he put two watchmen. Echad Chigir, one of them was lame. He couldn't walk, he was in a wheelchair. The Echad Suma, one of them was blind. The lame guy said to the Suma, Bahayu's Noi's Ani Roy Le Paradise, I see beautiful pears. But I can't get there because I'm lame. I'm paralyzed. Boy, v'harkiveni, you give me a ride. I'll direct you. I'll be the steering wheel. V'neviim lochlam, we'll eat it. Rochav chiger agav yisuma, gave him a piggyback ride. The lame guy got on the back of the blind guy. He navigated the blind guy where to go. V'neviim v'ochlam, they had a good, nice supper. The yom above Baal Pradis, the next day the Baal Pradis, Omar, he says, there's no fruit left. They got a whole orchard with 100,000 oranges, and they watched it for a year. He comes back. Nothing to do with the Sregan, they told. They sold all the rock bottom prices, there's a stand on Malchi Yisrael. All the Sregan went. The guy comes in, with the Sregan? What happens? The Gemara continues. Amul the Chiga says, Kulum Yeshi Ragnai Lalach Behen. What are you looking at me for? The guy sitting in Nebuch, right, sitting in a wheelchair with 2 feet cut off Nebuch. He says, I can't go. I'm paralyzed. Amul Suma, the Suma says, do I Sregan here? I didn't see anything. Kulum Yeshi Ragnai Lirois. I don't have eyes to see. They're telling me on the eyes that there was a Sregan here. All I know was he told me to watch it. I had a shotgun. I heard somebody did a shot. But I don't know really what a Sregan. No, it was a good time. Ma also, what did he do? Came to Malbayit. Here came Chigur Agavi Summa. He took the Chigur, put him on the back of the Summa. But don't ask him. He said, you're right. You're a potter of the Tzira, of the lethal combination. He took them together and was done. Avakar, Baruch Hu, maybe Neshama, the Zarek of the Guf. Because Baruch Hu brings the Neshama, puts it into the Guf, and done as Anke Echot. There's a very deep Gemara over here, which was not our topic. There's some sort of machlekes here between Antoninus and the Yehuda Anosvi. Antoninus tainted that we felt each part itself is potter, so why are you danning me up for the combination? Because it's not my fault. I couldn't do it by myself, and I could do it myself. Is the Yehuda Anosvi answered him, no. The combination gets the punishment. Not the fact that I'm dining you up alone for your part in the combination. The combination itself is what gets punished. Akuponim, that's the interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadok Aleph. Why is this Gemara, probably the most critical piece of Gemara when a person begins to look into himself? He explains. In the Moshul that Rabbi Yehuda Anosi gave to Antoninus, what was the Moshul? There was a blind person, and it was the lame person, right? Who was blind and who was lame? He was coming to answer the tanya of the Guf and the Neshama. Correct? So one of them was blind and one of them was lame. Listen to the next beautiful piece. Koiches ha-nefesh ve-koiches ha-guf. A person has two koiches inside him. He has the Guf, he has his physical body, and he has his Neshama. Shneim shomrim lepardes hanor. They're both, quote-unquote, watchmen of the beautiful orchard. Who's the orchard? Let's go through the mushroom, piece by piece. Who's the orchard? The orchard is the person himself, Voilomai. The orchard is you. You, the Bria, your Kirchus in the Bria, your job in the Bria. So the orchard which you're supposed to watch is you. All doing Voilomai. Who are the watchmen? The watchmen are the Guf and the Neshama. I have the name who rocks. Kirchus ha Guf and Ivrim. The Guf is the blind one. The Kirchus HaNefesh Pikchim. The Kirchus HaNefesh have eyes, they're smart, but they're paralyzed. Why? I'll read the two next paragraphs and then we'll explain. Taivas HaChaim, the lust for life, Mamritza Yisanu, motivates us, drives us, pushes us, Lishkoi WSNU, to worry about our health, Ubisakono, when a person's in danger, He mafila kol koichaseinu, it activates all of our koiches kedei lishmar al gachela sachaim, to protect the little flame of life. Taiva samin, the taiva that a person has for women, mamritzo yisanu, motivates a person, the yaseh bayis, to establish a household, or elibonim, to have kids. Hakin of jealousy, mamritzo yisanu, motivates a person, the shtadl, to try, lasorgas parnosa mechubedes, to get a good parnosa. Ava sayilodim, a person's love for his children, my mitzvah yisonu, motivates us, the tapo b'tinekis, to take care of our kids, or the gadlam, to bring them up. These are wonderful watchmen for the person. They drive a person in the right way. But why they're watching us, they have no idea. They're blind. Koichos of the guf are blind koichos. What's the fact that they're blind koichos? Well, go through the list of physical drives that he just said. A person has a drive to live. You want to survive. You're in danger. Guy's drowning in a pool, right? He'll do everything he can till his last koichos to save himself. Why? So think deeply into it. Is it because he wants to do mitzvahs? He wants to learn another blad of tesis? Not true. If a Schwarzer from Harlem would fall off the Brooklyn Bridge into the East River, he would do the same thing. He never learned the Tosfos. He doesn't do the Amud. He doesn't have a test on Sunday. Nothing going on. So what's he splashing around there until the police come and quickly save him, the motorboat? What's the pshat? It's a lust for life. It's a drive for life, correct? Where does that drive come from? Blind means it's not logical. What does blind mean? Blind means it's not logical. It's just a force that runs by itself. A person has children, he loves them, he'll do anything for them, right? Why? It's not a logical thing, it's a biological thing, it's a force from the body. A person has a drive for women, Tavis Hamin, makes sense, it's a logical thing, there's an explanation for it, it's a bodily thing. Harry Kola Ketas Eil Hashem Rulim Lodom, these are powerful watchmen, but they're blind. Hashemer Hapikea Hu Aneshama, the smart Shemer, the smart one is the one who has eyes, is the neshama. Why? He roya samatara. The neshama sees the goal. The neshama has vision. He yecholah losis kibun lechayenu. It can give us direction in our lives. El mal lishoit, what we should have sheifas for. Lifnei mi lavoi, who we should serve. Malahasik, what to attain. Zehu inyan haneshama bishmiras pardes achayim. That's the job of the neshama in watching the orchard of life. The Baal Nishtamis Bekechasenu Lashav, that we shouldn't waste our Kechas for nothing. Veneda, and we should know, Lenatzel Oisam, to use them, Lematorah Shal Emes, for real purposes. Chigeres Yan Neshama, here's the crucial line, the Neshama is lame. Why? She'ain Le'el Yoda, he doesn't have the strength, she doesn't have the strength, Levatzea, to accomplish, she fossa her drives, Veretzayna and her wills, Bekechatma. For that, he needs the Kli HaGuf. Let me explain with another mashal. This is the first step in knowing ourselves. The first step in knowing ourselves, and this is the earthquake that the Rebbe is making over here. The earthquake that the Rebbe is making over here is that the first step in knowing ourselves is not to know that we have a Guf and a Neshama. That everybody knows. The first step in getting to know ourselves is to know that the Neshama and the Guf have different tchunas. The neshama has a tchuna that it has a sense of vision. The neshama is a pikeach. The neshama has eyes. The neshama is logical. Pikeach, either is logical. It's not a blind drive. A blind person just wanders around wherever he goes. He doesn't know where he's going, right? So what characterizes a blind person? He doesn't know where he's going. Why not? Because he can't see a purpose. He can't see where he's going. So blind means illogical. The seichel, the neshama, which is the seichel, by the way, is logical. So it wants to get to purposes that have meaning. Okay? It's like a mashal. I'm going to say another mashal to add on to his mashal. It's like a person has two wild horses, two broncos. Right? They were never trained. So you let them out of the stable. You want to go to New York. Right? You're sitting in Chicago. And you want to go to New York in the days before there were trains, cars, and MP3s. Okay? And you want to go to what you call. And you want to go to New York. You're sitting in Chicago, you want to go to New York, clear. So you tell the horses, we're going to New York today. There's a CM Daf Yomi, and we have to make it there on time. The horses pick themselves up, you open the door, boom, in 2 hours in Chicago, in Los Angeles. What happened? You told the horses. The horses don't know. They're blind, they're wild broncos, they're wild capers, they go wherever they want. They have a reason to go to Los Angeles? No. They have a reason to go to New York? What's happens? They're wild, they're capers. They know how to run fast. They run fast. But where they're running, they don't have a faintest idea. If you call up and you call over and say, who lives to? Don't know. What are you doing? I'm running. That's my job. That's what I do. All the koichos that we have are wild broncos. The body is a wild horse. Tremendous koichos on nefesh. Tremendous forces. People can do things which people can climb the Everest, right? Why can't I climb the Everest? I've been worrying, I'm thinking about this since I'm a little boy. This is what I'm talking about. Why do people run marathons? Okay, have you seen people run a marathon? The apostles did much right to walk up the stairs here when the elevator is broken. But people run marathons. They run all the way from the Verrazano Bridge. Starts from there, goes to Staten Island, goes to Williamsburg. All the way, 35 miles. Run, men, women, and children, people in wheelchairs, tutsach meisen. What does Bajas do? Go learn a Daf Gemara. Read a book. What? They don't know why they're running, by the way. They have a drive to run. Right? People climb out. They climb out. So what do you go climb to the top, and then you get to the top, then what? What do you do for? It's a drive. People have drives. People have all types of blind drives. And the blind drives are enormous keichas. People have keichas. They can do unbelievable things. But it's blind. It's without direction. It's a bronco. I'm all goes here. But it's no direction. The neshama is like the driver of the broncos. The driver of the broncos who's sitting on the stagecoach trying to get these two Nebuch horses to go there. So he can get to New York. The only thing is, he's very far from Chicago to New York. So he needs horses. But he has a sense of where I want to get to, how I want to get there, and he has the koyches to navigate the horses. That's our life, by the way. I just described our life. Our life is two wild horses running all over. Our seichel, our neshama, wants to get to a certain way. So our seichel is lame. Our seichel can't get to New York. You want to go buy a lulav? You need your goof. You need money. You need to get on a bus and go there. You have to stay in the line. Your goof has to cooperate, correct? Your goof itself will not go buy a lulav. Your goof wants to do a million other things. It wants to sleep. It wants to eat. It wants to go here. It wants to go there. It's running all over. So your seichel says, "Rabbeisai, today." You know, Shama says, we're going to buy a lulav today. You have to go do this, or you have to pull the horse this way, pull it out of bed, and pull the horse this way, and pull the horse that way. You're on the way to Machi Shalom, wants to go that way, wants to go that way. You have to hold on to the rent, and make sure you get there to buy a lulav, right? That's exactly what happens when you learn a Tosis, by the way. What happens when you're learning a Tosis, right? That's exactly what happens. When you're learning a Tosis, your seichel is the one who has the eyes. The eyes want to learn the Tosis. So you know where you want to go. But you need your body to learn a Tosis. Your mind has to cooperate, and your mind's running all over. That's the wild horse. Now, this wild horse is blind. What are you running all over? You're the guy. Like, all of a sudden, you're in the middle of learning. Tracy started to think about 15 years ago, you were in camp in the middle of the Color War, and you were singing Vertical, right? Did it happen to you, April? What? You think about this? Yeah. Right? You think about Color War. I didn't mean to. Every time was really. Right? You think about. Now think about it. You're in the middle of learning a thesis, and you're trying to figure out, Emery, Ashvera, Zach, or Tutirutsin. What do you think of Color War? Why? It's important to you. It's right now. You're going to call the guy up and say, well, what was the third song in the grand scene in 1953 in Camp Monk? When I came to Camp Monk in 30 years ago, when was that? 1970s. So there were the guys who knew every song that anybody ever sang from 1943. Yeah, every Shabbos meal. So the pshat is, you're middle of learning, and all these important issues pop into your mind. Among other things, there are more important issues than that, but not so important, but almost as important as that. Yeah? But why? You ever thought about it? But why? The answer is because the goof is blind. It's the blind guy. What does the blind watchman do when he's sitting by the orchard? No, he does. He wanders around. He just wanders around. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know where he's going. So the goof is blind. The neshama is trying to pull these horses in. Let's get to the end of the Tosis. We're trying to get to New York. I want to get to the end of the Tosis. That's the battle between the goof and the neshama. But the neshama, why did the neshama say, Seder, get rid of the goof. It's making a kill on the Tosis. You end up, we get rid of the goof. In Hamanukah, again on the Tosis. That's the problem, you see. The problem is Hamanukah, there's no shear that game. So that's where we're stuck in a gefalach hamatzav. We have this blind, crazy, wild horse who wants women and wants kids and wants money and wants parnasa and wants to live, primarily. And we have the neshama, which has an agenda, which has a goal, which has meaning, but it can't get there without the horses. And we have this terrible shidduch here. We have a marriage over here of a desperate guy driver holding on to the horses, and he's trying to get there. What's tukman? That's the first step in knowing yourself. Hare Guf Unishama Yachad. So I just explained the horror side of the story. But there's a positive side of the story of this funny marriage. Of the blind right? The kala is the neshama pash, the shrift chosen's kla yisrael, it's a goof. So the kala, right? The kala has eyes and she can see, just using a wheelchair, so she's a paraplegic, she's paralyzed. As a chosen kala, here's a shidduch. And the chosen, his hands are guy, he's a dancer, he's blind. So everyone comes to the wedding, it's a big kefir to come, to nevach. But that's us. That's how we look. Up in Shemayim, that's our tzura. You hear? Our tzura is the blind dancer and the chosh of a kala who can't dance because she doesn't have feet. Oh, but she's the chochem. You know, she's the smart one. She tells the guy, come with me. That's the marriage. Now, I explained the horror story of the marriage where the wife is constantly tugging at the husband's arm, come this way, not that way. He's blind. He doesn't know where he's going. She says, no, you're going to get hit by a car. Come with me. That's the horror story of the way we look when we're learning a thesis. But there's also a positive side of it, which is the next paragraph. Hari guf and neshama biyachad mashlimim zezu. But the guf and the neshama also complement each other. Bishmira sa'adam v'chayim. In watching the person and watching the bria, the guf and the neshama can have a beautiful partnership. What's that? Ha guf nezim as a kechus. The guf gives the wheels. The guf gives the car. The guf gives the kechus. The neshama says su, and the neshama gives the framework, gives the direction. Hakivun, the direction. Kishahakova mushlames. When the combination is perfect, what's the perfect combination? Voim shneim el tikunum, then a person comes to his tikun. Hakoichas ha'ivrim shal ha'guf, the blind forces of the guf, mishamshim l'tachlis nala, they're being harnessed, and they're being used for a divine purpose. Vashiva ruchni shal ha'neshama, and the ruchni is the spiritual drive of the neshama, nichneses l'chal ha'maisa, is able to go into the world of Maisa, which it wouldn't do without the Guf. So in this shutfus between the blind Guf, the powerful blind Guf, and the smart, logical, lame Neshama, there is the potential for an explosion, because it could look like a smart person trying to pull blind wild horses, and the same shutfus could look beautiful. If the person succeeds in training the horses, in breaking the horses, in harnessing them the way I want to go, then you reach Shlemus. Now the Neshama can't go anywhere without the Guf. The Neshama can't do anything without the Guf. The Guf has no meaning in his life without the Neshama. You heard the difference I just said? The Neshama can't accomplish anything without the Guf, and the Guf doesn't have meaning in life without the Neshama. So they can fight each other. You can pull to Chicago, you can pull to Los Angeles. Or they can complement each other, and they can harness the kleches of the guf to the direction that the neshama is going. Therefore, he says, "Ein efoy." Therefore, never be mezalzel b'kleches amezgalos b'kevenu. Never be mezalzel in kleches that you have. The guy says the guf's not important. What do you mean the guf's not important? If you mezalzel in your guf, your neshama doesn't have wheels. So if a guy has a car, you have to change the oil, change the filters, change the spark plugs, put air in the tires, because if you don't keep your guf in shape, the neshama has nowhere to go. The neshama has big plans. He has all types of things. He wants to go to Tiferet for Shabbos, and he has all types of plans. He wants to get there's no bus. Bus broke down. So he has big plans. He has big sheifas. He has big goals. But his guf's not around. Kulam nechutzim v'chashuv, they're all important. Ein lanu el lishoyef laharkova hanechayna. We have to desire and have sheifas to the correct combination. Ulekivan hanochen. What the correct combination is that the neshama gives direction, and the guf provides enough energy for the neshama to do what it wants to do, and everything that the guf does is directed by the neshama. It's a two-sided thing. The guf should provide the neshama with the energy and wheels that it needs to do what it needs to do, and everything that the guf does should be directed by the neshama. It's two different things. Because if the guf does things that the neshama didn't ask for, so again we already have this tension between the guf and the neshama, because the guf is pulling one way and the neshama is pulling a different way. That's the first step in knowing ourselves, that we're composed of a shidduch of two forces which have two different characteristics completely.